Today, our co-social network, it is Furry Friends Friday. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local organic farm fresh, and Rebecca Cooper is joining us with Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan. Hey, Rebecca, good to talk to you again. I hope you've been doing well.
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Awesome. Good to hear. I understand we've got some kittens to talk about this morning. Plenty of kittens through Animal Aid, right?
Yes, all your local animal rescues right now, we're in the middle of what we call kitten season, so there's lots of kittens to choose from.
Oh, so it's kittens had been busy a while ago, and now it's it's time for the kids to go.
Yes. We talked last time about how many pregnant mommy cats we'd taken in, and so now most of the kittens are starting to hit the age where they can seek their forever homes, and we have lots of different personalities and lots of different colors. And we have a really great kitten foster who has children and pets, other pets and stuff, and is just really great at socializing them and knows their personality. So we can try to match up the best homes for each of these fuzzy little faces.
Nice. You mentioned several personalities, and it is amazing, the personalities. Almost every single cat I've known has a different personality.
It's like if you're a dog person, you're so aware that your dog is so unique and special. And that's really true of cats, too. Some cats are better in a quiet environment. Some are extremely playful. Some are really love to explore and are not good for people that really collect antiques, you know. So we try to, you know, some are better with children and are better with women, you know. So we try to get to know our cats. That's one of the advantages of them being kept in a foster situation where they're in a home and they're exposed to the litter box and the noises that come with a normal home. You know, so Laura Gomez is our kitten foster right now, and she's really working overtime. Ooh. And we're trying to get some of these ones that are ready to go adopted so we can bring in the next couple batches that are waiting in the wings, so to speak.
Yeah. So if you're looking to add to the family and you've really wanted to bring a kitten into the home, now is a perfect time to do it through Animal Aid too. Now, is there some place they can go online to take a look at some of the kittens? I know we've got some pictures posted here on our post, but any place they can go to take a look?
The fastest way for us to put pictures up and stuff is through our Facebook page. We have a group Facebook page under Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan, and Laura is one of the administrators, and she just loves taking pictures of these guys. So there's adorable pictures available, and she updates it as to who has been adopted, which, you know, changes as we speak. Mm-hmm. So that's the best place, is our group Facebook site. We do have a website, but I just kind of have a general thing up there that refers you back to the Facebook page. You can also give us a call, and we'll forward you to Laura and see if you need to speak with her and identify which cat might be best for you. But really the first thing is, if at all possible, to get onto Facebook and, you know, take a look at the pictures and the description of the personalities, and then message us through there or through the website, and we can get in touch with you and get an application process going.
Fantastic. And I know if you've never had a cat or a kitten before and you want one, you folks at Animal Aid are great in helping people know what to expect and how to, acclimate a kitten or a cat to a new home.
We're all crazy pet people, so we try to do ongoing support throughout the process. It includes a one-week I'm not awake yet, I don't think.
Neither am I.
You're the first show I do. And I allowed one cat into the den who snuck in, and, of course, he just knocked something over.
Of course.
We have a week-long process where you get to see if the cat's good mix for your family. So the adoption is not permanent for the first week, so that we can make sure everything worked. We have people that will approach us with, my cat's doing this, you know, months down the road. And we always try to help and recommend procedures or veterinarians that can give them more information and stuff. It's really a big network of crazy cat people, that crazy dog people that just want to see everybody happy and healthy and in a great home. And we'll do whatever it takes to see that happen.
That's awesome. Real quick, before we let you go, any events coming up with Animal Aid that we should be aware of?
We're hoping to participate in the fair this year. We haven't done the youth fair in probably a decade.
Oh, wow.
So we have applied to do that. So that'll be a challenge. But we think we have the volunteer staff right now that would be able to handle that. We're also planning to do March, which is an annual event we have on Lake Brooks Park, and we're aiming for that in September.
Awesome.
So we're hoping the weather holds out for us and we can get back to doing our normal routines of events. And we're hoping to plan a kitten party here soon where we can get the kittens in a location, possibly the Orchard Mall or one of our local pet stores, and get them out for people to see. They're all just, most of the ones we have are 6 weeks to 8 weeks right now, so they're not quite ready for prime time to go out into a big environment like that. But we love to do those events where people can actually play with the kittens and see how cute and adorable they are.
Awesome. So for information on any of those, too, they can just go to the Facebook page like anything else. And again, the Facebook page is what?
It's Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan. There is an Animal Aid in Detroit, so you need to specify that. And it's a group site. Anyone is allowed to post. So you can, if you join the group, there's a question to answer, so make sure you answer that. And you can join the group, and anyone can view the page. I don't think you have to be a member, but to post, you have to join. And Laura's been updating it daily with all the different kitten pictures and their antics and, you know, just some adorable pictures. Even if you're not looking to adopt, if you could, you know, share some of these pictures so that any of your friends who happen to be looking might be able to see them, that would be wonderful.
Perfect. Well, Rebecca, we appreciate your time as always. Good luck, and let's hope we can get these kittens to a good home.
Thank you so much for your help.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Furry Friends Friday here on the coast, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh on 98.3 The Coast.